Hello, I'm Julie Campbell. It's so nice to see so many friends here I haven't seen, and to see all the Zimmermans. What I'll tell you are a few things how it related to my work with John. We worked very well together, shooting everything from airborne skiers to models actually swimming underwater. John got him to do that. The early days were the most challenging, and in retrospect, the more creative and probably more fun than they were in later days. We went through helicopter crashes together, shark scares, a rudderless fishing boat that didn't have a radio, didn't have any lights, didn't have any fuel. In a storm at night in the open ocean, and we had half a jug of white wine left. But we made it through, obviously. We're even confronted with a charging elephant, and it was the one time that I saw John freeze with his camera. I did. The film crew with us, not one person got a picture of this bloody elephant. He was also a very brave guy. I always felt very secure with him and felt that he was indestructible. But he would often put his own safety on the line, and sometimes mine, if that's what it took to take a picture. For example, our very first swimsuit store together was in Bora Bora. They wanted me to use native people, so our first model was named Turia. She had never modeled before. It was 5 o'clock in the morning, and we were in a little cove on the ocean. We didn't have assistants in those days, so John draped about 4 or 5 loaded cameras around my neck, and as he would use one camera, I'd hand them another one because there was no one there to reload. While we were doing this, he said, see that swirling water over there? And I said, yeah. And he said, tell me if it gets closer. I said, okay. And I didn't really look at it because I was trying to tell the model what to do. She was just standing there, so I said, Turia, put your hair in the water and come up and wring it out. And I felt that was a very feminine gesture. He snapped a few pictures, and he said, now let's get the hell out of here. Those sharks are getting closer. Incidentally, that picture was the cover. There you go. Another memorable time when John kept his cool, and we all know he did, we were photographing in the Everglades. We had 2 airboats, you know, with the little flags on top. We wanted action, so the model and the driver were in one boat going that way, and we were in the other boat, and at one point we would meet, and John would snap. Well, we did this 4 or 5 times, and then there was a big crash. The other boat hit something. We saw the model hurtling through the air, and she landed on a little sand spit. We beached our boat, and John got to her first, and he said, Sonny, Sonny, are you hurt? Are you okay? And she kind of brushed herself off. She says, I'm all right. And he said, get back on the boat before your bruises come out. I remember one other time that, if you have the time, I'll tell you about it because it was so crazy. We were in Kenya, and as you know, that's East Africa. We got lots of beautiful sunrise shots, but there were no evening sundown shots. So the very last day, John said, you know, I can't really leave here until we try to get one sundowner. We were on a little island called Lamu Island. It was an Arab island. And he said, why don't we go out into the ocean and try one shot? So I said, sure, let's do it. That's our last night. So we got 2 boats, and the boats there are called dhows. And they're fat, and they're wooden, and they don't move very fast. And they didn't have motors. So we put Carol Alt in one in the bow with Ahmed, who was our assistant guide. And he always wore a kikoya. And a kikoya is a men's version of a sarong. So we thought, well, he'll be great in the picture in the background. So we had Carol in the one boat in front. We're facing them with the sun behind us. John has strobes taped to the deck. And their boat's going this way, and our boat's going that way, and we're trying to line up, and he had infinite patience. We finally got the boats lined up, and Ahmed was standing a little behind Carol, and John puts a camera up to his face, and he says, Ahmed, put your kikoya back on. I don't want to see an American swimsuit maker on your suit. So by the time he put his kikoya back on, we were out of range. And again, they got these huge floppy boats in line. John's looking at the sun. It's going down. And he starts taking the picture. And then he turns to me and says, Jesus, he has a cigarette in his mouth. I scream, goddamn cigarette out of your mouth. Okay, the sun's almost gone. We're going to try once more. John's still cool. I'm getting frustrated. We do it. He gets the camera up. He starts shooting, and he said, Julie, he's peeing over the sign. John snapped a few pictures. Again, last row, last picture, last day, cover. Ahmed's not in it. There were many frustrations there on shoots. This was a very special guy. We always came through, and Dolores told me recently in a letter that he referred to me as the Energizer Bunny with the batteries that never ran out. She sent me a copy of a letter that he wrote me and that I didn't remember, and that it had an Energizer Bunny on top of a sand dune. He said, I hope your batteries don't run out on this one. But this was a great compliment in view that his energy was just endless. I admire John. What I have to add is I loved him and I will miss him, as everyone in this room will. Thank you.